some blinking thing to do
Okay.
for accents.
Scott,
You
that's
know.
a bit funny weird. But we haven't
Some
got any.
research
I have
project.
this sort of weird voice, lovely constant who's bred on this.
I mean,
Coffee shops develop the
we haven't got accents as
What
such,
we say?
have we? Yes.
Terrible.
I mean, well, we have. It's
Sorry,
a London
did
accent.
I think you, well, you said you think in London, no, I mean, Cockney's an accent, you know,
Yeah, that's
you
right. But I mean, we're just
I know if you say had
a
a
South
lot of
East London sort of accent,
Well,
really.
I would call
Right,
it South
accent.
London, I would,
Well, all
if
right
I
then.
anything. Call it South London accent. Certainly not a North London accent.
North
Not a
London.
Cockney.
The
And
North
it's
London accent is exactly the same. I used to
Is
live
it?
in North London,
Oh.
yeah.
Oh, well, then maybe
Oh,
it was, because I
no.
used to live up in Well, I lived in North East
Well, it
London
depends
for a long
where
time.
you're going, doesn't it?
Bread pudding will not do your Scots any good, I'll tell you now.
No, you better stop it. Neither will treacle bite.
Okay, I'll leave them at home. I'm looking for Brenda. Keep coming up and keep it chewy.
Was that treacle thing that we got from you the other day meant to be kept in the fridge or not?
I don't think so. It was a toffee tart.
Whatever it was.
Why?
Just wondering whether
Did
it was
you?
Yes.
What? Kept in the fridge, yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
it's all right.
kept it in the fridge and the dog.
The fridge and the dog?
Let's see.
Was it that popular?
It was very popular,
No.
except that Fred had a place and left it the
Had
last
a
couple of slices in the tin on the side, and the dog took a shine to it, so it was in a tin and then in
Oh,
the box.
and the dog, yeah. Sorry.
I was looking forward to having some of that.
Which is quite good going, cos the dog doesn't often nick anything off the side.
I see. Right.
Apart from your
Cream tart was beautiful.
Is it, Alison? Okay. Still lovely.
Good.
It is.
Swap bowls.
Don't know why I don't do this more.
What, limp it?
You don't have to make the custard. It's tougher than it looked.
No, thanks.
Have
I
you
like
had any
my
custard?
No.
Very good custard. First time. Full marks. It's good, it melts the caramel. Not the sort of sludge. The dirty brown sludge.
Good job.
He used to
Yeah.
do that to Linny at Sunday lunchtime. He'd sit and say all sorts of most terrible things.
Reminds
So Lin,
me of
make
you then.
Lindy's her dinner.
It made me laugh.
And then he'd put his elbows on the table, cos we had the kitchen table extended, and Lin's dinner would go up in the air.
Julie, not your father.
Can I sit there, mate? Cos I just don't mind.
Sue, I will have a little piece of that lemon meringue. And they're a very small
It's like what
biscuit.
Luke Butler did.
That's it.
Cos we, at lunchtime we have trays. And we have six to a table. We have three up the side and we have one on the end. And sometimes it's really hard to get the one on the end in because you got jugs and things. And so you gotta push them all up. And we couldn't get him, and he had about this much off. And he came and he had a massive full plate of rice and curry. And then he had custard and the gooseberry pie sort of thing. And he came and he sat down and he put his elbows on his on the edge of his tray and it all went flat all over his blazer, his tie, his shirt, and it slipped out onto his trousers. And I was sitting close to the table, I was sitting with my mum's on the side. And I saw it and everybody in the whole room saw it. And burst out laughing. It was so funny.
Who was it? An idiot.
Just sat down.
Such a nice guy.
Oh, he's one of those guys who made a speech, didn't he, at the thingy? I can't remember the name.
Brilliant on drums.
On drums? You don't have to go to catering school to become a drummer.
You see, my father was from here and
guitar. Oh.
What is he then?
I think he's in a group, isn't he?
Who?
Who's the young man that gave the speech?
Luke, with blonde hair.
Yeah.
Luke.
Right. Well, now his father.
His old man. He's got long blonde hair, but he's bald.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's him. Yeah.
And he wears sort of beige cowboy boots.
Baggy clothes, and he's got a silver guitar on his lapel.
Yeah, but he's not a musician.
Is he not?
No. We thought he was a jazz,
he designs buildings and windows and things like that. He's a sort of architect.
Quantity surveyor?
He's a very nice draftsman. He doesn't design buildings.
No.
But
he designs
windows.
Certain bits on buildings,
interior
like arches and windows and things like that.
Yeah.
He's got quite a nice vehicle. It's like a Range Rover, isn't it?
Twice.
So we sat there and we decided he was obviously a musician.
He likes music, but he's not a musician.
He looks like it. And first of all, when we saw him, I thought, who the hell is that? Can't be a father. Look at him. He looks terrible.
Did he come to the ball?
Did he come to the ball?
What about Richard the Seamy's dad? Did you see the one that kept running up and down in a bit weird hat? Taking photos.
Well, that's his tribal dress.
Yeah, didn't you see it?
He's ahead of the tribe.
One of the main tribes
as
well.
They don't call them heads, they don't call them tribes, but whatever. He's the high band one giraffe.
Richard Seymour's the prince.
And he,
is he?
Well, he's probably the father's prince, I suppose.
Richard Seymour's dad is basically
a king chieftain, so
Richard's really a prince.
Yeah.
In a way.
Doesn't mean that lunatic mother of his is a queen, does it?
She
runs up and down screaming.
She's
and jumping up
seven.
And down like a...
Well, when did you see her?
Embarrassment. You sort of creep into a corner and hope she doesn't...
Come on, she's really nice.
She might say hello to him.
She's one of the nicest mums there is.
Oh, she's
she is.
Well, I think she is too,
Ali. You don't actually want to stand next to her, though, do you?
When I was playing rugby and I hurt my thumb, she actually lent me a very expensive Jaeger coat to keep me warm.
She's not.
She did, like a mud on my...
It's not a case of wanting to stand next to her. You can't stand next to her, she's always on the move, isn't she?
She's really nice. She comes to all the rugby.
She's very nice, but you don't actually want to. If you're on the touchline, you don't want to stand next to her.
Why?
Well, she's jumping up and down, she's screaming and laughing and shouting at people and hollering.
She's cool. She's cool.
That's what she goes there for.
The worst thing is when we went to Wicked for athletics. They were losing, and she knew they were going to lose, and their last bloke was coming in, and she was cheering them on. It was embarrassing. She was cheering
them on. No, her and I cheered on, who couldn't score. They never got a score.
And was that against us?
Yeah,
they
didn't get the score, and you'd got about 30 on, I think.
Oh, was that Trinity?
No, it wasn't Trinity, no, it was a team from out of, they've gone quite a long way, actually.
Oh, yeah, I forgot who they are, but they came all the way just to get killed by us.
We were just cheering for them to get a goal.
And we're all going out on the field going, oh, they're really good, they're going to beat us in, and we got on there. in the first 3 minutes.
Well, so not hardly, not quite.
It's a very rough game, Alexander.
Oh, Alex has got complaints.
It's 3 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yeah. Changing the rules.
Tell Daddy what they're changing.
Oh, they're changing the rules that, you know, there's two scrum halves start on their side of the scrum. Mm-hmm. Well, they can't come round to your side. Because you know, you've got,
yeah.
So this scrum, you've got half it.
So you, as long as you're behind the ball, you can keep moving.
No.
Well, that's what you can do at the moment.
Yeah, but the new rules for our age group is you have half of the scrum, and then you have the scrum half, and he puts the ball in and goes back to his side, doesn't he? And the other scrum half's there. And normally, the other scrum half will come round and tackle him, or push him off the ball or something.
As long as he stays behind the ball.
Yeah, but they're not allowed
to do that. So he can't come.
No. And you can't do pushover tries anymore.
Can't you?
No, the number 8 can't pick up.
Alright.
And, oh, I forgot what the other one is.
No, pushover tries are a lot of fun, aren't they?
Oh, you can't push more than 1.4 metres or something like that.
Oh my god. Can you take a tape measure with you?
No, but, so if you get 5 yards...
Oh, because they
get
5 yards too much. Scrum, 5 metre scrum, you can't
push over.
So to take out
all the extra strain on the scrum.
I suppose the trouble is, if you do go for that, the other side collapses.
What about when
you just sort of push them into the it's a big mangled heap.
What about when you're in the main scrum?
About over 15, it's normal rules. This is all under 15. The good thing about being in a scrum is when you push over and they'll collapse and you fall on top of them. Mm-hmm. Or you stand there and you walk over them. It's fun.
Do they get as much pleasure out of walking over you?
No, because I normally hit back.
What position do you play in?
Tight head prop.
Who?
Tight head prop.
Wonderful. Tight head prop.
Prop forward.
It's cool.
Similar.
It's
as much a sport as you could call.
It's far more dignified. play golf.
Oh,
and it's just escape.
Why is it far away?
Volleyball,
because
that sort of thing.
They're just stuck up.
Just as much as
no, they're not.
They're stuck up.
It's to play golf. It's really quite
yeah. Well, golf is hardly a sport. It's not, in, it's not likely to be in the Olympics, is it?
Right.
No, it's a sport, but I mean, it's not to most people, it's a pastime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than a sport. Most
of our
ordinary golfers.
Well, Nick Faldo makes a lot of money at it anyway.
Oh, well, it's a sport for him, yeah. As I say, for most. All
it's
the
not
people
easy
who play, it,
it's hitting that
stuff.
Little ball, you know.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It is.
It is.
It
is.
It is.
Not.
It is.
Well,
and I can't even slice it in. I've only played golf once.
Oh, I don't know. If you've got a good eye, it's nothing hard in hitting the ball. It's hitting it so that it goes where you want it to. That's hard.
Precisely.
Yeah,
precisely.
Well, that applies to any ball, any.
Football, cricket, where you just smack it as hard as you can and hope it goes.
I suppose there's an art in that as well.
Yeah, there is. I can play it. Sort of.
I know. No,
I can
bowl. Cricket from a spectator's point of view to me, is it?
Not very accurate, I'm not. I normally bowl them about that far away from the wicket. So that's my good day. So I get. If I get them on target, I normally get a couple of wickets. Because I'm really fast. Or I get an LB.
Well, he is at javelin, and what was the other thing you were throwing? The discus?
Discus.
No,
shot. No, the shot.
Oh, the shot. Are you still doing that?
Putting the shot.
You were good.
You?
Didn't you come second at that?
Yeah, but I've just got out of it.
I'm
not really doing it anymore.
Now, no. I can't see any sense in throwing.
No,
what's this?
The javelin.
Now, honestly.
We should have seen you up to be good at that.
What?
Oh, they practice all that.
That's spear throwing. You throw it at the ground.
You don't. You throw it at animals to kill them.
Yeah, it's basically downwards all the time. Why can't you see the point in throwing a javelin?
No, I can't see much sport in that.
I can't see you do it this year.
Why not?
I think there's a lot of. There's a lot of
what is it? You know, it doesn't achieve anything, does it?
Of course it does. It achieves just as much as somebody doing up, skip and a jump. What's the difference?
It achieves the same as somebody putting a ball in a hole with as least hits as he can.
It achieves as much as somebody throwing a hammer. Or putting a shot. Or jumping over an 8-foot fence.
Yeah, well they're not.
They're all
the same. You wrap all those, all that lot up in one sort of.
Well,
I
think it's very interesting. It takes a lot of doing.
Yeah, it does. It's got a lot of skill in it.
And there's a lot of skill in it. There's a lot of skill in javelin throwing.
It's more skill in that than there is discus.
There is.
There's a lot of skill in discus,
Alexander.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is actually. Shot put's probably the easiest to do.
Shot put is more brute force.
Whereas javelin is a lot of skill and so.
I mean, the hammer is.
Surely javelin is brute force.
Yeah, because it's got spin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Isn't javelin the same? It's
no.
A brute force?
Because however much brute force you put in, it's how you put it through the javelin. If you just throw it as far as you can, you've got to, when you throw a javelin, you've got to bring your arm through right, you've got to twist, you've got to make sure your wrist's tight, you've got to keep your left foot planted, you've got to keep it straight. It's really hard.
It's a very, very good technique in javelin throwing. There is a good technique in javelin throwing, definitely. You see, you don't just
I'll
run up with it like this.
There's
and throw
a technique in playing golf.
Oh,
yeah,
there is a technique.
That's all right then. Mum's looking at that.
Technique in skateboarding.
Yes, but surely, Alexander, you're only saying that you don't. It bores you.
No. Yeah, I know.
Yes,
I know, that's all I said.
I mean, you don't get many youngsters as young as you do.
Yeah,
they usually be led down by
well, they start. It's the same way that very young people now start playing snooker, don't they?
By the time
they get to about 16 or 17, you know, they can be up in the top players.
Yeah.
Snooker's all right.
You certainly make money if you get up there.
Mm. Young people play bowls these days too.
They don't make much money at it. Don't.
No, bowls is a sport, but they don't make much money. But money's not the thing, it's a sport that counts.
I know,
yeah,
but
it's
not
whether you win or lose.
Oh,
it's like
give up.
Well,
yeah.
It is whether
you
win
or lose,
because
whether
you
cheat or not.
Yeah,
right. All like I do. Yeah, I hit
him. Oh, you cruel thing.
Cruel! They hit me as well. It's a very rough sport.
I know it is.
Rugby.
I don't know why you play it.
Because I like hitting people.
Yeah.
I hit my ball as well.
Streaking you.
Yeah, I'll take after my mum.
Do you have young boys at your school? Do they have to do your bidding and fetching and carrying and things?
No, they used to, but they don't anymore. They're taking all that sort of brilliant stuff away. They did that to me when I was their age, and now as soon as I get to form two, when you could do that, I'm not allowed to do it anymore.
You like that, do
you? Mm-hmm.
No, it's probably right that you don't bully the youngsters.
Well, maybe it's me.
Yeah, but you didn't like it, did you?
Mm-hmm. But I knew that everybody, it happened to everybody.
Except when you get there and they stop it.
Yeah, we're not even allowed to report them anymore. Put them on the landing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, oh no, you get them all cold.
Were you ever put on the landing? Often.
What for?
Hitting people normally.
Hitting people?
Yeah, my pillow.
Well, you weren't the only one out on the landing.
No, everybody
there
was.
There was probably more of you on the landing than the one.
Brilliant. One night we tried to get the whole entire floor out on the landing, but some of the swats and the gammers didn't want to do it. All the alpha beaters and most of the gammers are out on the landing. They ran out of room. And so they started putting people downstairs and everywhere and shoving them in corners that nobody had ever seen.
Are you sorry that you're Mr. Hall leaving?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, I am a little bit. But he,
wasn't he nice to you or your boys?
Well, yeah, but just because he's leaving, he seems to think that he's got to upturn the term. And everything's gone to pot, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's gone all weird and nobody knows what's happening. They've changed all the things that used to be just because they don't. Like, Form 2 has always used to have an end of term leaving party, but now they're not, just so all the people can have one because Mr. and Mrs. are leaving.
Oh, well.
It was the Form 2's, the only thing that they had to look forward to in the whole time they were there. And I've been there since Alpha. And every year I'd looked out and watched the Form 2s. And now, suddenly, just as soon as I come to Form 2, they're taking that away.
Well, you're in Form 2 now?
Yeah, they've taken all the privileges away.
Oh.
It's a real thing.
Is it only a temporary?
No, we don't know. We don't know the new mask. They just look like a Benedictine monk.
Benedictine?
He does look like one. Have you seen him?
No.
Has he got a long brown abbey, though?
No, but he's got hair like one. It looks like.
Yeah, but you won't be in. Won't,
I know,
it
it's
won't
good.
Be
won't
in
affect
anyway.
You very
no.
much longer, will it?
That's cool.
After you break up in the summer.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm. next year Form 2 can have their party.
Yeah.
You won't be there.
Ask them if you can join them. No, they wouldn't let anybody
mix. We wouldn't want to mix with that bunch, would we?
But you are one of them now.
What? One of the four ones?
No, I thought you were a Form 2.
Yeah, but...
Well, what are the four ones like?
Oh, I see. Form 1 will be Form 2 next year, right?
They're going to rabble.
Well, the same as you were last year, aren't they?
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's how the Form 2 thought of us last year, don't we? Load of rabble.
Yes.
That one year can make such a difference, can't it?
Yeah, then you go to the upper school, you'll be the...
Oh, you're going to be the rabble again, aren't you?
I know, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like being the rebel because you never had many responsibilities. In Form 2, they always look to you. I mean, we can't do anything by ourselves, but as soon as something needs doing, they look to us.
You're the responsible lot, aren't you?
What,
no, we can't do anything apart from be told to what to do by the teachers. We can't tell people what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. You shouldn't have.
We're not allowed to admit punishment apart from on our floor.
That I believe is right too. Why should you have...
Why? Because we're in Alpha and Beta and Gamma and Form 1, we've always admitted punishment by Form 2s.
They've never had people like Mark Sawtell, Alexander Clark.
No, they had Paul Greenier and Marlon Richards and Robert Bork.
Robert's alright, isn't he?
Yeah, no, but you admit hard punishment. Yeah.
I don't think your mum would like you sticking that fork.
I'm going to say, if you keep doing that, you'll be getting some hot fork.
Well, it's not doing anything. It's making sure there's nothing in the pot.
If you'd like to take
a
photo.
Yeah, sure. It's sort of up. Sure.
Yeah.
Where are you sitting, isn't he, Alexander?
I
think so. Well, you are, aren't you?
Hmm?
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
You're sitting in here.
Conversation. Oh. 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 How do you give... Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
it's a rugby tour training at the end of somewhere.
Well, it's not a tour, it's like lessons. So.
Oh. Where is that?
It's a rugby school in Stowe.
In where?
Stowe.
Or at Stowe School?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do cricket there as well.
By the way, Rob hasn't heard anything from them yet, has he? No.
How many of you going?
Five.
Will you pick to go or?
No,
you
no,
to?
They have to pay.
It's just something that some of us wanted to do.
No.
It's nothing to do with the school.
Nothing to do with the school.
Oh, I see.
It's Rob's mum. Rob's been before, hasn't
Yeah. And so.
Or does he run it then?
Well,
he goes
we get quite sort of useful advice from those sort of people, don't we?
Well, I think they've got some interest in it. Yeah, there's one or two other
I don't know.
I
don't follow rugby to that extent.
Yeah. I remember it in the town. I can't remember just what it was.
School like Alexander goes, I mean, it's a good place to go to, isn't it, if you can afford to send your kids there. And there's so much more going for them, isn't there?
Oh, yes, yes.
That's the only comprehensive. Some are better than others, of course.
I think there's a big advantage to what you get in very large areas like London and Birmingham. I think the schools, I don't say that they only have them play rugby, that sort of thing, but I mean the schools out in Surrey, Hawley and places like that, I get there at Reigate, they're much better than
Oh yes, I mean we have a local school, Hayes School, which is a very good
company. In fact, I don't.
And everybody wants
it. Croydon, South Croydon, Birmingham, that one, they're much better down there.
I mean, people move into Hayes, especially so their kids can go there, you know.
Yeah. Well, then, generally speaking, the schools out in the country are better than.
Oh yes.
Within your big conurbations.
I joke, a new headmaster, so what does school change? I mean, schools tend to change with headmasters, don't they?
Well, I mean, a big disadvantage to us, particularly schools around this area, the number of Asian and Indian. I mean, their families don't speak English, they're at a disadvantage to school.
Yes.
Which again is probably the others. But
yes, yes. I'm strange how it changed the headmasters. This school of Hayes had a terrible reputation at one time.
Did it?
Mm.
Sorry.
Did you
put your black rucksack? The one that was in the other room? Well, I put it in the hall, behind the hall stand, but Mummy must have shifted it, because she shifted it with that bag of herbs. So I said, that's Mummy where it is. It was, I put it behind the hall stand.
But they had a new headmaster, he's just retired, he's been there. He's been there since Lynn was there, she was 16, and now she's twice that age. You know, I mean, he must have been there 18 years or so, but when he went there, he was imposing discipline on the school from the word go, and it changed out all recognition, you know. Now it's one of the best schools for miles around.
Is he due to retire? Or?
Yeah, yes, he just retired.
He has just retired.
He's been new headmaster for the last year, I think, so I don't know what.
What did you say?
Well, you might find if he's got a good discipline school,
he'll.
Unless, of course, he's of the opposite
point of view. Yeah, he's the same.
He shouldn't have any discipline. Let them do as they like.
They all go to school in uniform, and you know.
I think they should have.
Yes. Except the sixth form, they can.
Well, no, well, of course, Alexander's school, you see. Next year, he's got to wear black, a black suit like, or a dark, very dark grey suit. But there's no insignia on it. They wear the tie.
Well, not even next year when he goes to school.
I don't think so. I ask him when he comes down. I don't think so. I think they do away with the green. The green. Coats when they go up to the main school.
They have black ones, don't they?
Well, they are sort of. It's very old, very dark grey, isn't it?
Are they?
Very.
Like charcoal.
Charcoal grey. Yeah.
Why
did you don't get the television? That's what Alexander said we were for. No, you're all right there.
I'm not going to rock too far, but I'm blocking the fire from you though, Fred. That's the only thing.
Oh, you're not. Don't worry about that with me.
Aren't you cold?
No.
Oh, grief.
What with this woolly on?
It's so cold.
Well, you probably find that you're getting a track under that back door. It's a big cat.
Amazing.
That was a bit close, wasn't it?
What are you doing?
No, you get a terrific draft under that door. If you got this one shut, you don't get it.
Oh.
Actually, this is a very rural room, I think, this one. Even in winter, you know.
What, more so than the
more so
front?
Than the front room or all this. Well, the front room's good when you're in, you know, with the, when you've got the sun. But in very cold weather, it's.
I think that having that conservatory there makes it. This room's quite warm. It's certainly dreadful, isn't it? Just makes you. Oh, it's a much cosier room than that, big one. I can't believe this 2nd of June sitting around the coal fire. Very unfair, isn't it? Have you still got the gas going? Have you in there, Sue?
Oh, it is gas.
Oh, I thought it was a real fire.
Yeah, it's very good, isn't it? But we know
it's
a
it
real
is.
Fire.
It needs cleaning out. It needs cleaning.
Because I
it
thought
needs
to myself.
Do you know where the other things are?
Those other coals are somewhere in the back end. Right down the far end.
This
of
is
it.
What we wanted,
well,
wasn't it?
That place was cleaned out.
But we couldn't get it because the no gas.
There's no gas. Yeah.
Isn't there no gas where you are?
Not in
not
the lab.
Where it would mean.
Oh, I see. You've got gas.
Have you got solid floors as well?
Yes.
Well, yes. Yes, it's, well, when you say solid floor, they've got all tongued and grooved boards.
Oh, well, they'll get onto there.
Yeah, I know. But we didn't want to have all our boards up.
No, but you have to take one board up. Another one here, pull it up. You only have to take two boards up out of the lot.
But I thought there was a gas tap there, you know.
Well, we pulled the carpet back, couldn't find it, did we?
So they probably cut it up under
there. Mm. I mean, they don't take, they only take the board up where they put it under and put it, feed it through and where they bring it out.
We've got the electric fire now.
Oh, there's a lot of difference.
Yes.
Well, I mean, look at that. That looks like a real fire.
Oh, that does look like a real fire. Yeah.
You know, it makes such a difference, I think.
And you can get. I'm not sure that the log type are quite so good. So.
I don't know.
Actually, they're not.
They're not. Well,
Vic's got a log one, hasn't
yeah,
she?
You don't.
But this looks.
This looks
well,
like
this
coal. That
me.
Looks like coal.
Yeah.
The log ones, at first as you go in there, and then because you get no smoke from them, and from logs you would always get smoke. Whereas you don't always get smoke from it. Although if you put that low, you get smoke from it, don't you?
I think
that's very good.
It is. Mind you, still getting a lot of heat going up the old chimney, aren't you?
Water in the bedroom.
Oh, well, it does sound good.
Right, I suppose I'm going to go and pour this coffee.
Where is it?
What are these? Not really.
Susan!
Johnny, you have. These are cigarettes that I bought 6-7 months ago.
I've got a lot of blinding. Are they the ones
I
that
know
were
why I didn't.
Are they the ones that were outside?
No.
Oh no.
They can't deteriorate.
Sealed packet. They're just dreadful cigarettes. I bought them because they
you
had.
You want to stop smoking?
I bought them.
Oh,
I think it was when I went with Val to Budapest. Long weekend. And we were on our way out and they were selling these that he threw. And the girl said that they're very similar to Benson and Hedges, but they're much milder.
Mild,
so I said, okay, I'll buy them. But it's not that they're mild, it's just that I just don't like the taste of them. It's just dreadful. They just taste awful. So I've never smoked them. I've put about 100 upstairs.
Really?
And the other night I thought, this is ridiculous. I'll smoke these. There's nothing really wrong.
Why don't you get them to somebody for a present?
Yeah. That'll help them to
somebody
give up.
Somebody you don't like.
No, somebody wants to give up smoking.
you want to give up smoking?
I mean, they'll try one of those and give it up.
Take this with you,
because
I don't want it.
Are you sure, Fred?
Yeah,
I mean, you might want to.
Oh, I know that one.
Oh.
I know, I just swear to find that. Well, anyway, you can't. If you walk through the main street of
John,
with Bakewell, you can't miss it. But there's quite a few, I think there's a few other hotels in Bakewell, but it's only a small place.
It'd be interesting to find out how much they charge you. Yeah, we'll do.
Hey, of course, nice.
I say, do you mind? I've got a card of yours where you do dinner from £4.50.
So the person who gave me the card can't remember how long ago it was. No, I think it wasn't too long ago.
I understand you do a twin or double bedroom for £16 a night.
Pardon?
Oh, it says on here.
Says what?
A twin or double bedded room, £16, a single room, £9.
That's a good place.
All rooms with private bathroom facilities. Rates include breakfast and service.
You're all mine in me.